Miniota News by Linda Clark. Linda Clark and Hazel Wall visited with Shirley Strawn in her new home at the Evergreen in Verdon, presenting her with a community farewell gift. The Miniota Ward for the Park West School Division is without a trustee for this upcoming term. Interested individuals are invited to apply to the school division by October 12. It is most important that our school children are represented. We are enjoying some beautiful weather as we head into the Thanksgiving weekend, and harvest is in full swing for our farm families. I am hearing reports of some wonderful crops being harvested, plus the pumpkin crop is also excellent. The Miniota Valley is exceptionally beautiful right now. Wishing all our readers a blessed and happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your long weekend. There is always, always, always something to be thankful for. Author unknown. Evergreen Place by Helen Martins. Listen. The wind is rising. And the air is wild with leaves. We have had our summer evenings. Now for October eves. Humbert Wolfe. Time seems to be fleeting. We, several Evergreen ladies, did take that tour north to see the beauty of the season. One of the ladies was more interested in the hay bales, so we stopped in places so she could take pictures. Before they came to Canada, they had a small farm in Switzerland, hence the farming interest. Evergreen has been a fairly busy place of late. We had Vicky Russenholt come out from Winnipeg to give us a lecture on empowering independence. She gave helpful comments on exercising, nutrition, safety, medication, proper footwear, and finally on the importance of the lifeline, and how to use it. This was of special interest to me because I have a pacemaker and I learned which lifeline I can use. Vicky, we appreciated your presentation. Rose Heigl's daughters, Kim and Darlene, and Darlene's daughter, Elizabeth, helped Rose move over from one suite to another one. They moved furniture, and all in 2 days. We have only one birthday in October. Happy birthday to Janet Cross. Your birthstone is opal and your birthflower is cosmos, symbolizing peace, passion, creativity and tranquility. On October 2, I attended a concert at the United Church in Elkhorn, by Suzanne Coop of Brandon, who grew up in Elkhorn, and her friend Michelle, a violinist from Ontario. What a powerful presentation they had. It was a very good concert. I thank the friends there who encouraged me with my writing. On Saturday, October 1, Evergreen residents, Margaret Rollo, Louise Rouse, Joyce Braybrook and Phyllis Janssen went to the Legion to hear Bruce Andrew Stewart, a multi-award-winning Elvis tribute artist. It had been very good. His Sunday gospel concert was cancelled because of the multicultural Al Street Festival here in Verdon at the same time. Apparently, he will be back sometime to do that concert. Thanksgiving in Canada is on Monday, October 10. Our U.S. friends celebrated on the fourth Thursday in November. Canadian Thanksgiving is closely linked to the harvest we are more familiar with. I wish all readers a happy Thanksgiving with family and lots of food, turkey and pumpkin pie, of course. Here is a Thanksgiving prayer you may wish to use. Bless the food before us, the family beside us, and the love between us.